Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, we find ourselves again in this chair. It's an every year chair. It's a chair that goes back more than 20 years. We're in the home room, the area where we started. Every single one in this place, every one of you, can choose at this moment to believe what is going on or not. And we've said this before. It's so interesting that those would come and invest in an entire day. And yet when it comes to this, that point in time where there is messages from the other side of the veil, they'd fold their arms and be skeptical and say, well, I don't think so. Or they would listen to almost everything else in the teaching and would analyze it and say, well, I'll look into that. But when it came through the channel, I say, well, I'm a little too smart to look at that because that's just a little too strange. Let's talk about strange. There's so many messages that come in from so many different sources that are loving and beautiful. When you talk about angels and those who would represent some of the spiritual core of your beliefs, all of those messages have come from other than human sources. And then the humans themselves have helped write scripture, and yet you say it's the word of God. That is also messages from beyond. And you don't have any trouble with that. And so you have to ask the question, what is it that keeps you from relaxing right now with the message and saying, this is for me, I'm wide open. What is it? Perhaps it's the fear that has been drummed into you that these things are not always what they seem, or there would be some kind of trick. So what I want to do next is just to ask you if you could be that open. And I'll say what I've said so many times before. What have you got to lose to be loved? I want you to know the purpose of channeling. As you open yourselves and feel the love that is there for you, every single one of you, it's uniform. It's unconditional. Spirit does not look in your life to see if you're worthy, dear ones. You're worthy. You were born worthy. And you're worthy now. The entire reason for channeling at this point in time in this energy is to talk to the old souls who came in to hear it. Did you hear that? There is no accident for those listening to that and being in the room. No accident. Not at all. Here's the premise. The turning point of the precession of the equinoxes, that astronomical event that you had happen in December of 2012, was predicted by the ancients, known as a point of interest, and to some of no return. That this energy of the planet that used to be one way is about to change if you would survive that particular point in time. And you did. I arrived in 89 at the same time that the wall was coming down in Berlin. At that point in time, I wrote to you and told you in the first book in 93. There would be no Armageddon scenario as given to you in your scriptures, you had turned the corner, stand by for shift and change. And that's all you've had so far. You see, the potential was always there that you'd make it. That you wouldn't go into the catastrophe that had been predicted by so many. And in that scenario, dear ones, souls would come in of all different types and ages and nationalities, but a certain kind of soul, a soul who had been here many, many times, over and over. Some as old as 200,000 years, some Lemurian. Those who had been through every culture so far, in every war so far. And they would come in for one reason, because they had an awakening, Akash, of wisdom. That when they started to hear the core truths, they would respond, because that's why they're here. And that's who I'm talking to. Why on a Saturday would you come to a room without any windows to listen to a talking head all day? You're interested. Perhaps you didn't come on your own and somebody else said you should come, but you still said yes. There is a core truth for you to listen to and analyze. Could there be more? Is this a junction of energy, personally for you, professionally for you, right now, between what was and what will be? For only the reasons that you know. Things are starting to happen quickly on this planet, as fast as have ever happened before. And in some cases, the darkness is starting to be revealed. The darkness shocks people and surprises people and scares people. But I'll tell you something, dear ones, in all love, that darkness has always been here. And what hasn't is the light that's exposing it. And that's where you come in, because you expected it. There's always the question, well, if that's so, Kryon, and we're hearing what we should have heard, and we're here on purpose, then what are we supposed to do? What then is the purpose and the goal? Where are we to be, and how shall we proceed? And the answer may surprise you. And if you've listened to me before, I've said it so many times. And if you've never heard it, I'll give you your actionable item. Are you ready? Sit and be loved by God. Stop and be loved by God. Because, dear old soul, one of the first things you have to understand is the examination of self. You can't simply pick up your sword, your warrior sword, and go for it. That's an old paradigm. There's no enemy to slaughter except the darkness, and you're doing a good job of that. If you start to sit and be loved by God, this is a metaphor. And yet sometimes not for some of you who are too busy. And what it really truly means is go to that place where you're loved so much you'll understand that you are worthy of standing up and living a life that you didn't think you could live. Where you start to expect good things instead of bad things. Where you can use the field and manipulate that which you think is chance and it's not. It's being in the right place at the right time, hearing the right things. And acting in love with action that is compassionate. That is what will change this planet. It's already started. It is a slow process, but that is what you do. There will be some of you who say, well, I've got books to write and places to go and things that I want to do which are metaphysical in nature and I know will help humanity. And I will tell you this, stop and be loved by God. And all of these things will be added unto you which are appropriate for your life. Some of the things you thought you should do will be there and even more, and some will not. Are you willing to have a change in plans? And if you are, I'll tell you the new plans that you are going to go toward with that attitude will be better than the ones you thought you were part of. This is the truth. The channeling is here to reveal core issues that all of you know. And these things will start to ring true to you so that each one will know how to proceed differently. Differently than the way you came in the door. And may that difference be in the way you see others and how you treat difficulties. Finally, I close in something I've said so many times. Compassion is infectious. When you start to spread it, people see that you're compassionate. They'll stop for a moment and perhaps even reconsider you. They'll stop for a moment and reconsider situations they're in. When you start acting in a compassionate way instead of a reactive way, instead of a defensive way, and you start relaxing into that which is the love of God. This is the new earth, filled with old souls who are starting to take that gauntlet, that mantle, and work the puzzle. Not what you thought, perhaps, but the more you think about it, and the more you see of what's going on in your culture specifically, the more you'll know. And I really am giving you the future. The potentials are there, and you're in the room and listening to hear it in other places as well. This will remain the message of Cryon. And so it is.